And 9 minutes after 12 now, you know, the Eskom management and public enterprises minister, Pravin Gordhan, were holding a briefing this morning. In fact, a short while ago, it's actually still on. I'm seeing it live now on the SABC, giving us an update on the electricity supply problems that the country has been facing lately. EWN reporter Mia Lindeke has been listening through to that press briefing by the public enterprises minister and the Eskom management. Mia, thank you so much for your time. So what's come out of this briefing? What are they telling us? When are they stopping load shedding?
Chairman, it all comes down to Eskom and government still don't have the answers for how long South Africans will experience rolling blackouts. They hope to get a more clearer picture within about 10 days, they say, as a team of technicians investigate what caused the blackouts. But they admit that they have not communicated this adequately, and they promise that they will do so more frequently and update all the schedules to make it a bit more easier for South Africans. But Gordhan went that far to say that it will be a huge challenge to change this crisis. And he even said that, I mean, he doesn't have a magic wand. We all know that. But he says that people must be a bit more patient. They are trying to get to the bottom of all of this. They've also then laid out a spreadsheet for journalists to explain exactly how maintenance works and boilers, where a lot of tubes have basically cracked. And they're explaining once again why this is so important, that they have not done maintenance for the past 5 years. And this is about, obviously, about state capture, people enriching themselves, and obviously maladministration. And they say that this is now coming back. And they have to fix it as soon as possible. But as soon as they fix the problem, it breaks down because no maintenance was done as it was supposed to.
Yeah.
And Pravin Gordhan even hinted to the swipe at Brian Molefe without saying his name when he was asked the question. And he said, maybe someone sitting at a shebeen said that, referring to the misinformation about previous Eskom management telling the media that they never underspent on maintenance.
Mia, definitely they have to do it as soon as possible. But a lot of people are listening to that briefing and thinking, but all we care about is what are you going to be doing in the immediate stages? And I'll come back to you just now, Mia, but I want you to listen to this clip of Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, speaking about how long it may actually take before Eskom can somehow, or even the management and government, get a handle on this problem.
Be able to communicate to South Africans an answer to the question, how long will load shedding last? So the direct answer to that question is that we need to complete these investigations and that we will come back to you in the next 10 to 14 days in a similar form and equally frankly tell you where do we stand on the particular challenges we have. But more importantly, in order to ensure that we lighten the burden on South African businesses.
So, Mia, I remember there was a time, because what you're getting from that clip is that they still have to investigate, they still have to come back and report back on what the problem really is, the extent of the problem and how they're going to fix it. But there was some kind of a technical team or so that was appointed when we experienced load shedding for the first time this year. Do we know what they have found? Have they told us the outcome of that investigation that happened earlier this year?
That specific question was asked to the panel here, but they have tiptoed around it. We have still not received a direct answer to that question. And we also have a lot of international media looking at this story, Clement. A lot of international media asking the same questions, speaking of a possible downgrade, because people are looking at Eskom and what is going on. Gordhan just is adamant, saying that Eskom will get it right. He said it will take about 2 years and we will turn it around. We're still waiting for that team of technicians from Italy and what they have found. Will they share it with the public? Well, Gordhan says that they will be more open, and they even said that they will be more frank with the public and keep us in the loop, because they understand how frustrated the community is and how frustrated small and medium enterprises and small and medium companies are, because they are losing money. The more we have load shedding, the more people lose money.
Mia, let me allow you to go back into that briefing. Look, thank you so much for your time and giving us an update. And I wonder what you make of this. And I wonder if you are confident this time around that they somehow understand the extent and they're going to fix this problem. Take a listen to what Pravin Gordhan also had to say during that briefing.
The current crisis is, and certainly one of the outcomes of the crises that we had in relation to state capture, but you've heard a number of explanations here which are partly historical, partly technical, as you saw in terms of the age of the power stations and so on. This is not symptomatic, if I can give you the more direct answer, of a governance crisis. Eskom, in an interesting way, is also...
But also, he spoke about how this is more of a governance crisis.
This is not symptomatic, if I can give you the more direct answer, of a governance crisis. Eskom, in an interesting way, is also one of the challenges that we face as South Africans, and we know that as government, as the board and management and the staff in Eskom, we'll get it right in the next year or two.
We'll get it right in the next year or two. Is that enough? Do you have the patience to wait for the next year or two when government and Eskom actually eventually get it right? But unfortunately, in the meantime, there's a human cost to load shedding. And we've spoken to government, we've spoken to the ANC, we've spoken to Eskom, we spoke to energy analysts on this platform. But do we understand the kind of impact that these power cuts have, these rolling blackouts have on people? I'm going to speak to a business owner now who's going to speak to us about the kind of impact that he's been feeling, that his business has been feeling. But I'm also talking about, you know, that real problematic, troublesome impact. And I'm not just talking about your appliances being affected, you being inconvenienced with heavy traffic, you not being able to cook your favorite meal. I'm talking about when the power cuts cost the loss of human life. And I was looking at the tweet this morning as I was preparing for the show, and someone by the name of Monique Waits tweeted that my uncle died an hour ago. He was an elderly. He was hung on life until Eskom deprived him of oxygen due to load shedding. And then she goes on to say that, you know, my uncle had faults, but he definitely did not deserve to die because of a lack of electricity. He didn't deserve to die because he was deprived of oxygen as a result of load shedding. Think about that. It's 18 minutes after 12. Okay, let's look at the impact on businesses now. Trevor Nell is a business owner, in fact, owns Lucky Bean Restaurants in Melville. Trevor, thank you so much for your time. How heavily have you been affected by these power cuts?
Hi, good afternoon, Clement. Thank you so much for taking our call. And we've been quite heavily affected from keeping stock in fridges. We've had to start change our whole workway our workflow to get orders in every day so that we don't run out or don't have stock sitting in fridges going off. So it kind of impacts on our productivity during the week. And our business, being a restaurant and an international restaurant, we get almost 70% of our clients are our international guests. And I must say it's not boding well with the talk on with a lot of visitors at the moment that we see on a daily basis.
Yeah, and it's not just visitors that you have to worry about, Trevor, because you also have employees that need to get paid. And if you're not having patrons coming through because you are load shed, that means that you're going to have problems even with paying your employees. How much of a problem is it then, you know, when it comes to that responsibility of also having to pay these employees that you have, yet you are getting being sabotaged essentially by these power cuts?
Well, at the same time, we had to provide employment for employees and for people. It's a tough one. I mean, we struggle to make to not what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to release any staff because of load shedding, but you know, it comes to a point where you've got to start looking at these things because it's an impact. It is impacting our business on a daily basis.
Mm. Trevor Nell, look, thank you so much for your time. He's the owner of the Lucky Bean Restaurant.